He wasn't playing trumpet all the time. This is what I get from the recordings. But the fact is that he sounds very much in the style of a New Orleans trumpet player. So in other words, comparing him to his contemporaries, the other guys that were playing in Paris at that time, I find that his playing has a lot more of a, let's say, a rougher edge to it. If you're not playing an instrument all the time, which I'm assuming that he wasn't, it's difficult to pick it up and just play it and then go back to the reeds. That's one of the things that I can certainly tell, because I play reeds also. It's very difficult to go back and forth between those two. But as far as his style is concerned, definitely he leans more towards a New Orleans type style. And I think that probably by the time we're hearing him in Paris in the 30s, that style was pretty much set. I don't think he was being influenced by contemporaries. I think he was pretty much, he played the way he played. He plays a phrase on St. Louis Blues. He plays it on the clarinet. And then in the tune Blues for Yesterday, he plays the same phrase. And it's a phrase that I've heard New Orleans players play before. There's a recording called Blues for Jimmy that Kid Ory did, and Mutt Carey plays the phrase. And then there's a piece of music that's called Clarinet Lament that featured Barney Bigard with Duke Ellington's band, and they start the tune with that particular phrase. It might have been some sort of a New Orleans, I don't know quite how to put it, like it's some kind of code or something. It's also part of a tune that Manuel Mineta wrote called Old New Orleans Blues that is supposedly themes that were taken from things that he heard as a young man in New Orleans. But I find it very interesting that Goody plays it on both of the recordings. Thank you. Goody's playing is sort of it's an interesting combination of things. I hear the sort of New Orleans approach, but I also hear the influence of Louis Armstrong. There's times when he does things in the upper reaches of the trumpet where it's definitely Armstrong-inspired playing. Even though he left, like many other musicians, I think he was keeping abreast of what was going on as far as his contemporaries. The things that he's showing on the records are more indicative of the type of things that Armstrong was doing. So more like what he's doing on, let's say, Darktown Strutter's Ball. He's playing a more straight ahead type of New Orleans style.
I think Darktown Strutter sounds the best, just as an overall lead. And my theory there is that he's leading it a lot like a New Orleans trumpet lead.
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
I think that's definitely where I would go too. I think the only time he sort of veers off course, and it may be that was what he intended, is on the out chorus of Darktown Strutter's Ball, where he's almost like soloing on that rather than playing a real straight ahead sort of lead for a band. The part in the tune where it says, "I'm going to dance off all my shoes," da 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 da. I was listening to Goody play it where he goes, ba da 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 da. And I thought, you know, I've heard that somewhere before. And I pulled out Bunk's record of it. And Goody plays a very similar sort of variation on the lead as Bunk did.
Fascinating.
Which I thought is kind of interesting, since Goody's recording was from the 30s and Bunk's recording was from the 40s. So I think that might have been a little variation that was a part of the New Orleans musical vocabulary on that tune. It's obviously more of a New Orleans style than what I would consider to be a swing style of that time.
I consider his best trumpet recording.
It's hard for me to say best because I find that they're all very interesting. You know, each one has got something that makes it interesting for me. If his tone sounds really good on one recording and doesn't sound quite as nice on another recording, it could simply be down to the fact that he was doubling or didn't quite have the embouchure the way he would have liked it to be. And
I get it. Okay.
Because of the doubling thing, it could be that particular track, the one that you're recalling where he doesn't sound all that great, that could have been like the last track recorded of the day, and he'd been switching back and forth between the two.
Yeah, that's possible.
Two or three instruments, and it could be taking its toll.
I get it, okay.
His reed playing won't suffer from the trumpet playing, but it's the trumpet playing that's going to suffer from the reed playing.